You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
We as believers have peace, even though in the world we have tribulations. Jesus said, I already have conquered the world. I have overcome and conquered the problems of the world. I have overcome and conquer the confusion that manifests itself. I have overcome the chaos that seems to be increasing all around us. I have overcome it and conquered it. For Jesus have conquered it all. For he have overcome the world and the world system. What is this world system? When we think about what Jesus was sharing with us, my brothers and sisters, if Jesus has overcome the world, then it does not matter what the world throws at us. It does not matter what comes at you. It's really defeated by the Lord. Let me repeat that. If Jesus has overcome the world, then it does not matter what the world throws at you. It's already defeated by the Lord. That's past tense. Jesus said, I am Jehovah Nissi. And that means I am your banner. And Jesus goes before us in every battle that we have in life. He is Jehovah Nissi, your battle. He stands before us, even in the midst of our storms, even in the midst of our tribulation. Jesus said, I am with you and I am your banner. For there are some battles, my brothers and sisters, that are physical battles. And there are other battles, my brothers and sisters, that are spiritual battles. In our physical battles, it could be a health situation like cancer or diabetes. It could be heart conditions or overweight. Am I in your neighborhood? These are health conditions. It could be asthma or it could be chronic pain. And we wrestle with these physical conditions. My brothers and sisters, our body is not designed to be here forever. And as we grow older, we will experience a lot of these problems and pain, these physical conditions that are so overbearing or seem to be so overwhelming upon us. This body wasn't designed to last forever here. And because of that, it began to wear down just like this world. This world is deteriorating right before our very eyes. This world was not designed to last forever. That's why Jesus said in the Revelation, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem and a new you as well. For we shall all be made new, transformed forever, eternity. And so when we see these battles that are physical, yes, we will break down, the body will break down, but Jesus has something greater for us, something more eternal for us to endure or to survive and to live with forever. But then, my brothers and sisters, there's some spiritual battles. Spiritual battles are unusual. For in Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." This spiritual battle causes and persuaded Adam and Eve to fall. This spiritual power, this spiritual battle caused and persuaded Adam and Eve to fall in the Garden of Eden. This spiritual power caused Cain to kill Abel. For in Ephesians, it said that these spiritual wickedness was in high places. For our enemy, my brothers and sisters, is the prince of the power of the air. He is the prince of the power of the air. What do you mean by that? I'm glad you asked. The prince of the power of the air has an objective. The enemy has an objective. And his objective is to try to stop our prayers from getting to God the Father. His objective is to block it by blocking the transmission of our spiritual prayers to the Father. And when we get on our knees and pray, his objective is to hinder us. Have you ever noticed when you fall on your knees and you start praying, the enemy begins to work? You get on your knees at the end of a hard day and you start calling upon the Lord, and all of a sudden you fall asleep. That is not an answer. That is not a coincidence. That's a power at work trying to hinder or stop you from reaching your Heavenly Father. And if he can stop or block it by blocking the transmission that you are submitting to the Father, he can hinder your relationship and block your accountability with the Father. He, that enemy, is the prince of the power of the air. And he will never stop working against us in our relationship with God. But my brothers and sisters, that's part of it. But I need to tell one thing with you. But we need to be of good cheers, because we have a mediator who represents us before the Father. He stands before the Father. He's representing us. And because he represents us, he shares with the Father all of the things that he has done on our behalf. I have often wondered what Jesus says to the Father about me. When you stumble and fall, he stands up and says, "I've paid for that fault." We are not perfect, but we know one who is perfect. We know one who came and delivered us from the powers of the enemy, and his name is Jesus. And this gives the believers peace. We have peace to know that the Lord is on our side, in spite of the fact that there are frailties and shortcomings and missteps and problems that we encounter in life. We still have peace because we have Jesus on our side. For in Jesus Christ, we can have peace because Jesus has already overcome all of the obstacles for us. Everything that we will experience in life, Jesus said, "I've already overcome them. I've already experienced them. I've already been tried and I've been proven faithful. And because I've overcome them, I'm imputing, I'm giving, I'm placing in you what you could not do for yourself." In James 1, verses 2 and 3, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various or diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Antioch, that word temptation in this verse means test or trials. As believers, we know that Satan will use any and every situation to test our faith as he tried to get us to abandon the promises of God. I want you to notice that I said, I didn't say that Satan causes the test. I said that he will use the test in every way imaginable to get us to doubt God's love and his faithfulness towards us. His objective is to try to hinder us from our relationship with the Lord. And because of that, we can see something great. But here's the deal. While we know that some seasons in our lives, we will be more trying than others. And it will be hard to find joy in those seasons. James tells us that it is possible to have that joy. It is possible to have that joy, even in the fact that we are having trials in those seasons. We can have joy. Can you hear me? Can you hear what I'm saying to you this morning? My brothers and sisters, as I look out among you, as I look to you, I can call my wife, Linda Mathis. Can you hear me today? Can you hear me knocking on the door of what the Lord is saying? Hello. There's something significant that the Lord is speaking to us. And because he is speaking to us, the Lord is watching and working on our behalf. We see the Lord is moving us into a unique position. So James said, we could have joy in the midst of our trials and tribulation. And it had to have been for a reason. So if it is true that we can have joy in the midst of our trying, hard times, and we can have struggles to find that joy, then we have to ask ourselves this question. Am I going to trust God and take him at his word or not? Before you answer that question internally, let me share with you what God has said about you specifically. Let me just reveal that Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I know the plan that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope." I want you to keep this verse in mind as we go through the message this morning. God knows each of us personally, our strength as well as our weakness, our frailties. God knows that we need what we need and when we need it, even before we know it ourselves. And this is really important. He has made plans for each of us. Plans not for our calamities or our disasters, or our catastrophes, but plans to take care of us. God's desire is for us to be well. But sometimes we eat food that's not good for us. God desires for us to be well, but sometimes we take drugs. God desire for us is to be well, but sometimes we rob, steal, and kill. This is all a part of our free will and not God's will. But Jesus said, "For I know the plans I have for you." Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace."
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love